Hello, dear Sudan. Good day to you. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we are going to cover our discussion today on tourism marketing. We will go through step by step in understanding what is the importance of tourism marketing. So here we go. Introducing travel and tourism is chapter one, where we will learn about travel and tourism as a chapter. In introducing travel and tourism, our learning objectives, what are we focusing in this chapter? We will be understanding the definition of travel and tourism. What does travel and tourism defines? We will also understand the nature of travel and tourism industry for practical marketing purposes. For every marketing step that anybody takes, we have to understand the nature of that market, and specifically, travel and tourism has its own requirement. So we'll understand that. We will also understand the importance of tourism industry and the growth potential. We all know that tourism is growing despite COVID, which almost got over now. We will still be seeing what is the growth potential and what will be the role of marketing. What are the objectives behind growth of tourism and its potential? We will also know the emerging trends in tourism industry, how the tourism industry is looking at various trends that are setting up, that are emerging into travel and tourism. So let's start learning. Travel and tourism is defined as a set of particular activities selected by choice and undertaken outside the home. So if you try to understand this, it's a set of a particular activity that is tourism. And by the choice, someone selects that, where he or she enjoys that outside the home. Now we have definition of domestic tourism, which is again a component of travel and tourism. Travel within the country. In this case, the resident travel and visit destination, location within their own country's boundary for tourism purposes. Now here, student, please understand that domestic tourism not necessarily means for the nationals. It could be some resident who are foreign national but have taken up their residency in another country for possibly work or for possibly anything. For that, they have moved from their home. They also fall under the category of domestic tourism. But broadly, domestic tourism means traveling within one country. Moving further, travel and tourism formats we will try to understand. Inbound tourism, travelers coming into one particular country. Inbound tourism occurs when the native or other countries visit a country with the intent to spend limited time in it for tourism purposes. So that's an inbound tourism. Outbound, this involves native residents traveling to another country for tourism purpose with the intent to spend limited time in it. So both inbound and outbound are defined differently. Must be noted that inbound for one country could be outbound for another country. Example, the German visiting India will be an inbound tourist, whereas in Germany, the German national would be an outbound tourist. So these are the explanation to understand inbound and outbound tourism. Also, we take the format of understanding internal tourism. This is very much closely linked to the domestic tourism. which means it comprises domestic tourism and inbound tourism. So coming into a particular country is called internal tourism. Like a resident of Maharashtra going down to Karnataka, that will be an inbound tourism. Coming in from outside, also domestic tourism. And international, it comprises inbound tourism and outbound tourism both. So a German, as I gave an example, a German coming into India is inbound but an international tourism. Likewise, an Indian traveling to Thailand is an outbound tourism and international tourism. Now, who are end users? Obviously, in the travel industry, they are known as, for hotel, they are called guests. For airline, they are referred as passengers. And in strict economic terms, they are known as end users, meaning they are the people who use the final services or end of any product that has been designed for them, and those are the people, end users. So they are known by different names. Airline and train, buses, they are known as traveler, passengers. Whereas for hotel, they are known as guests, but they are again end users. So visitors, I will define it further. Visitor, all travelers who fall within agreed definition of tourism, they are known as visitor and they are all end user. Likewise, tourists or staying visitors, those who stay overnight at a destination, that's the classification of a tourist. One who lives outside his normal residency or home and overnight somewhere else, he or she is known as a tourist. Again, same day visitor who arrive and depart on the same day, they are same day visitor. For example, a traveler going down from Mumbai to Delhi and in the morning flight and returns back on the same day from Delhi to Mumbai on an evening flight or possibly a night flight. So they are same day visitor internationally as well. Someone traveling from London to Paris, going by 7 o'clock flight, reaching London at 8 o'clock, 8:30, returning back by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock flight. So same day visitor. And excursionists are visitors staying less than 24 hours in the country, including cruise passengers. And we all know that cruise passengers get down on a particular port of call, an island, a beach resort, and they would be disembarking and embarking back on the same day when the cruise starts sailing without making a night stopover. So they are all known as excursionists. They are staying less than 24 hours. So how does WTO, which is World Tourism Organization, they have two prefixes before it, that is UNWTO. So UNWTO defines tourism as comprises the activities of person traveling to and staying in place outside their usual environment for not more than one consecutive year. So a traveler is staying anything less than 1 year and more than 24 hours is a tourist or an end user, passenger, traveler, guest, all are tourists, one who stays less than 1 year, because after completion of 1 year, that traveler would be classified as a resident of the country where he or she has gone to travel as a holiday or taken up a job. So this has to be borne in mind. Now, World Tourism Organization definition of tourism, what are the features we can pick up? first same day visits, or the visitors are part of market. Now it is not mandatory or compulsory to have the one night stay. I just defined someone going from Mumbai to Delhi for a day, same day visit, and coming back without overnight stay also would be falling under same day visitor category. Next, the total market includes travel for leisure or pleasure. It includes travel for business. Now, total market also would have all these elements into it. The total travel and tourism market we are talking about, it includes travel for business, someone traveling for business activities or to meet someone, visiting friends and relatives, staying away from them. That also is the feature of a tourism activity. Likewise, social, religious, educational, sports, and other purposes all fall under the category of tourism as defined by World Tourism Organization. For example, someone going for performing religious activities, like people coming in from, say, Canada to go down to Amritsar for religious activities, visiting Golden Temple, or people going for Hajj. Again, they are traveling, so for religious purposes. Likewise, people, students traveling to, say, United States, Canada, Australia, or Switzerland for their high studies, for taking up for more learning, they would also be falling under a classification as education, and that is tourist visa. They are not issued tourist visa, but student or education visa. Likewise, sports and other purposes. How can we explain sports with tourism? People go to Dubai to watch IPL match, T20, or there are a series played between two countries, like in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, West Indies, for playing cricket, or FIFA, the football cup that's happening in Qatar in the coming 1 or 2 months. They are all falling under sports tourism. Further, provided the destination of travel is outside the usual routine and places of residence and work. Obviously, going for IPL to Dubai is not part of any sport-loving person as a routine work, but he or she is flying out of home and going down to Dubai. So this, again, is a feature of travel and tourism. Further, all tourism have a travel component, but all travel is not necessarily the tourism. Yes, because tourism have all travel component, meaning you have to book flight, you have to arrange for hotel, you have to arrange for city tour, you have to arrange for visit to attractions, so on and so forth. But it is not necessary that all travel is tourism. Somebody is going down to attend some funeral path, somebody performing last ritual somewhere. Like very recently, somebody flown on flights, the dignitaries, the head of state, have gone down to UK to attend the funeral of the late Queen Elizabeth. That's not travel in the strict sense. That's not tourism, because they've gone for a specific purpose. Though travel happened, though utilization of services through an aircraft happened, they stayed there, but that is not the excursion or the travel part of it. Further, the definition excludes all the routine commuting types of travel, such as local travel. Someone coming for work from Pune to Mumbai. Someone going from Mumbai to Surat for business activity. That's not a travel in the strict sense of it. So someone, like what I just explained to you, people do come from Pune, People do come from other distance out of Mumbai and come for work to Mumbai. Travel takes place. They take travel services. The component which a traveler or a tourist would be using, they also use it, but that's not tourism. Likewise, going to the necessary nearby shop, school or hospital is not part of travel. Someone going down to Apollo Hospital in Bangalore, or somebody going for hospitals in, say, Delhi. But that's not tourism or travel in strict sense, though it falls under medical tourism or well-being tourism. So we take now what are the industry sectors coming into travel and tourism. For our understanding, it is accommodation. Could be any type of accommodation, a hotel stay, apartment, hostel, homestays, they are all accommodation, where you pay for those accommodation, and avail those services. They are falling under accommodation. Then the other component is people travel to some place because it attracts them. It has the element of attracting, the pull factor. People come to India to see Taj Mahal. That's an attraction here. People go down to Paris to look at Eiffel Tower. People go down to London to have a look at London Bridge and so on. Big Ben, example. Big Ben, famous Parliament Street there. All these are attraction. Transportation could be anything. Could be transport by air, mode of transport, flying by air, transport, taking a bus to go down to some place. Like people travel within Europe using the bus services. People going by train. People going by their luxury buses. People using ship to move from one place to another and so on. So they are all transportation and part of tourism industry sectors. Also travel planners and organizers who arrange travel plans, those who make itinerary, those who bring in the components together, they are also industry sector of travel and tourism. And of course, tourist places, destination marketers. Like we are looking now at tourism marketing. So they are known as DMC, Destination Management Company, or Destination Marketing Company. They focus on a particular destination for which they do their marketing. So these are all the industry sector linked to travel and tourism industry. Accommodation, I just spoke about it. Accommodation could be a hotel, could be lodges and dharamsalas, could be private guest house, what is known as B&B, like the famous Airbnb, where the component bed and breakfast along with the flight is offered by this group called Airbnb, or resorts and farmhouses. Huge number of resorts are around most countries of the world. People go down to stay in those resorts, and for them, those resorts are destination and a tourism industry sector. More the resort, more beautiful resort, people enjoy those places more and go down to those places. So they are all accommodation. Farmhouses. People have farmhouses of their own where they go and holiday, where they take their friend along with them. They go for a weekend. All those are accommodation because they go and stay overnight or possibly two nights, three nights, depending on how much they are going to take and stay. Likewise, holiday and vacation spots. You know, vacation where you spend your time, enjoy, have a vacation, that's a vacation spot. And people going for conference and exhibition center, big business houses. They call for conferences. People go down to a specific country. Say, for example, heart specialist. For a research work, there is a conference going on in X country or Y country. And they would stay in the conference. They have such a huge hotel or conference center where they can accommodate. So they are all falling under the category of accommodation. Further, attraction, as it suggests, as attraction, anything could attract. Heritage sites. It could be tourist places where tourists find something interesting to watch and enjoy and get satisfaction out of it. They are tourist places. Also, theme places based on local attraction. You know, some sort of a theme, like you are going to see a Buddhist circuit. That's a theme for your travel. So you will visit and stay in some sort of, that will attract you to visit. Like I gave the example of Taj Mahal. Further, wildlife parks. Huge number of tourists travel to enjoy wildlife, to see animals living in their natural habitat. We can pick up a lot of examples internationally, like we have Kruger National Park, or we have Maasai National Park, Serengeti National Park. All these are international national parks. Likewise, in our own country, we have Cobbett National Park in India. We do have Gir National Park. We have got Kaziranga in Assam. All these are national parks. We have got very close to Mumbai, near Borivali, Sanjay Gandhi National Park. All these are national parks and could be anything where tourists visit. That's a wildlife park. It also includes some bird sanctuaries where people do travel to have a look at the different species of birds around. And people also go to religious tourism places. I give example of people, Canadian origin Sikh, Canadian citizens who are Sikh nationals come to Amritsar for religious activities. Likewise, people from, say, Sri Lanka or Thailand come to India to visit places like Bodh Gaya and the Buddhist tourist attraction, and so on and so forth. Tamil Malaysian come to Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu to visit those temples, and Muslims going for Hajj, people coming from various parts practicing Catholic religion go down to Rome and Vatican City, St. Peter's Square. They are all falling under religious tourism attraction. People go down to those places. And adventure tourism, I gave the example of adventure tourism. Could be any adventure, could be a bungee jumping, could be zip lining, could be parasailing. All these are adventure tourism and sports. Mentioned about T20, IPL, series of South Africa and India, series of Australia and India, and so on. They are all falling under sports as an attraction. People go down to Durban, people go down to South Africa or Australia, and so many places purely for sports activity. And then, of course, regional and local festival, all sort of festival, whether it's the festival or carnival happening in Brazil, or a festival of tomato in Spain, or bullfight in Spain, or human pyramid of as a festival of Dahi Handi or Ganesh Visarjan, this Kumbh Mela. These are few examples of regional and local festival. It could be any festival like Pushkar Mela, which is for camel, that happens in Jaisalmer. Like you have the major Kumbh Mela. That's a festival that goes at four places. All these are attraction for traveler to come in, the tourists to come in and stay and avail these attractions. Transportation could be transport by air, airline, different type of airline, different type of aircraft, choice, non-stop, transit, direct flight, you pick up the way you like, but that's part of transportation. These are industry sector. Some people love to go by Airbus 380, Boeing 787, because these are the most spacious and luxury aircraft. So depending on how much you can pay and if the airline is flying to that destination, this part of transportation, shipping, cruise line. People, earlier days, maybe 35, 40 years back, the only mode of transport for crossing Atlantic Ocean was merely ship, because the aircraft did not have big wide body and the aircraft were not able to fly transatlantic with 7 hours flight. Only in the late 60s, they have an aircraft built which could fly over transatlantic nonstop. Of course, now in current time, we have nonstop flight as much as 15 hours nonstop, because we have wide body aircraft with huge capacity to have fuel inside. And so that also is choice of people. People were crossing Atlantic until end of 60s, as I mentioned just now, and they were going by ship from London to New York, from Amsterdam to New York, or any place in East Coast. People were using that as a mode of transport, even going from India to many places. South Africa, when Mahatma Gandhi traveled to Africa, the mode of transport was ship. And cruise liner, of course, is luxury shipping. It's like a floating five-star, six-star hotel. Again, that's a transport. Of course, cruise line, also you avail the transport because you go from point city A to city B, from B to C as a mode using cruise liner. But then, of course, the other attractions are also part of cruise liner. Moving further, we use bus, coach, government and private, both are part of transportation. Luxury buses, normal buses, ultimate luxury, like cabins in the bus. You can sleep like a hotel room in the bus. And rental car vehicles, all these are type of transport. And obviously, privately owned vehicle of someone direct. Moving further, we talk about travel planners and organizers. And they are very important component. Though most of the things are happening online, but you need a personal touch in understanding arrangements. Only a travel planner or an organizer can explain to you in detail the nut and bolt, the nitty-gritty part of the travel and tourism. Because if you go online, possibly you can do things, but there is no human touch into it. So there is a need for travel planners and organizers, and this will remain. Simple bookings as an industry sector can be done online. You would like to book a hotel, you can go on the international booking engine and book. You like a flight, you can do again on web portal through an airline web portal and book it. But where the component of services required, the details have to be understood, the expertise has to be known or shared, then you need travel planner. And that is very important sector of travel and tourism, which includes many of them, like travel agent, like travel planner, travel agencies selling airline ticket, making other arrangement, like services, like city tours, conference organizer. It's a big, huge industry. Though recent years, in last 2 years, conferences have slowed down a bit simply because we have started using virtual connectivity through Zoom, Skype, or Google Meet. But this is a big sector, conference organizing, event management, like a group of 500 experts on agriculture are meeting somewhere in, say, Israel to understand how they can arrange for agriculture and get biggest benefit out of it in an environment where there is not so much of water. So that type of conference, just an example, it could be any conference. So conference organizers play a big role as an industry sector to support travel and tourism industry. Because in the conference organization, they are also referred as MICE, meeting, incentive, conference, exhibition, event. So all these arrangement through conference organizer fall in the category of MICE segment, which is a major sector in industry, travel and tourism industry. And of course, normal booking engines, various you would find is GTA, various booking.com, bed.com. All these are web portals and booking agents who have connectivity with thousands of hotels around the world. They buy in capacity, in quantity from the hotelier, and on a booking engine, they sell it to the travel agent or to end user. So they are again having a very important role to play. Likewise, leisure and travel planner and organizer. I was talking about it. We have money, we know everything, but the details, we don't know how to do that. Someone going to United Arab Emirates from Dubai, he would like to take a bus and go down to Abu Dhabi. From Abu Dhabi, go into the another area of Abu Dhabi, Al Ain. From there, fly to somewhere or take a bus or public or a vehicle and go down to the city of Sharjah. Fly out from Sharjah and go to another country, say another city like Cairo. All this itinerary can only be planned by an expert, where leisure travel planner and organizer play an important role, because they feel the pulse of the market, they know what to be sold, they have the expertise, they have the knowledge which they can share, which a booking engine, web portal cannot do. That's why you have got leisure traveler planner or travel tour planner falling under the category of B2B, business to business, B2C, business to consumer. Okay, so those were the travel planners and organizers that I was talking about. Then we have got industry sector, very important, tourist places. Tourist places, any tourist place where tourists go because of the attraction of that. And to that specific tourist place, there are marketers. There are marketers who would only promote that particular tourist place. Like a travel agent from Agra would be marketing Agra, and they would be marketing that as a destination. And destination not necessarily mean a city or a country. Destination could be anything. Theme parks like Disney could be a destination for someone. A resort in Karjat could be a destination for someone. So destination not necessarily mean a city, a country, a district, a region. It could be anything. Moving further, National Tourism Department, NTDs or NTO, National Tourism Organization. Like under Ministry of Tourism India, we have got this as a National Tourism Department. And then we are further divided, looking after state-wise or union territory-wise, you have various state tourism board. They are all the departments that are promoting as industry support. Tourism department come in as a help for international traveler to understand the destination. Who can create awareness and marketing for that is the tourism departments of respective ministries. In certain countries, tourism destination marketing is handled by private sector. Especially in Western European country, it's not the duty of the government to just promote only the destination. It is those destination boards which are run by private entities to promote a destination. Likewise, we have got, I mentioned about regional or state local tourist offices. Like within India, we have got Ministry of Tourism, which is based in Delhi, and they have offices in Bangalore, Goa, Mumbai, Chennai, Hyderabad. Under that, or more than that, we have got state tourism board. Like we have Maharashtra Tourism Board, Gujarat Tourism Board, Rajasthan Tourism Board, or in Union Territory, Andaman and Nicobar, Daman and Diu, or Dadra and Nagar Haveli, or Puducherry. These are all Union Territory. Jammu and Kashmir, the recent Union Territory. They are all falling under destination marketing in the local and regional state tourist offices. And likewise, travel associations, an organization, an umbrella body that looks after marketing of the state and tourist and travel association. Like in case of our country, I could talk of Thai Travel Agents Association of India, or TAFI Travel Agents Federation of India, or on international level, UFTA, Union and Federation of Travel Agent Association. That's the regional or state travel association. Many of them can be counted. World Trade and Council, PATA in some way, fall as an association. So those were the, these are all industry sector, dear student. We are learning about travel and tourism as an industry sector. So here come some linkage of marketing mix. Now we are moving by fairly understanding well the different component, different sectors in travel and tourism. Now we are looking into how they are linked as a marketing mix. So if we look at inductive linkage between the demand and supply, the normal economical term of demand and supply, we'll see. Say example, travel and planner, an organizer, tour operator, travel agency would create a demand or meet the requirement of a tourist, putting up their marketing power because they know, then they create a demand. And the tourists are created, or they are pulled to certain specific destination. So the demand is created, and then demand created for tourism visitors, international, domestic, or same day visitor, which we have fairly understood. Then the supply chain, the marketing mix would go down to transportation facilities. A domestic tourist may not necessarily like to travel by flight, may take a train or a local bus. Whereas one who is falling short of time, a same day visitor, would pick up airline. So the transportation facilities, air road, comes into picture. So dear student, you will understand the marketing mix and the linkage of various topics that we have discussed about travel and tourism, how they are interlinked in the marketing. So to create awareness and market demand, you need a transportation, because you may have a wonderful destination, but we don't have some support of transportation, so you cannot market that. So all this chart would explain to you different marketing and how there is a linkage between demand and supply. There are a good number of flights operating, so there will be a good demand for travel and tourism planner to sell a specific product supply, and the destination would come up. So all these have linkage with one another. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.